Welcome from Hong Kong. I hope you can hear this podcast. I've opened up the window so you can hear a bit of the background noise, which is lots of construction, lots of traffic. And for those of you who are living in a big major city, this will sound awfully familiar to you. It's been an interesting experience so far. I've managed to do my baguazhang in a couple of parks, and especially in the place where I'm staying, there's enough room to do my bagua every morning. And I also managed to do at least one set at the Pak Thai Temple that I went to recently. What can I say about doing it in Hong Kong that's different to doing it in Sydney? Well, the biggest difference is that it's noisier. There isn't much martial arts here, to be honest. Not like 10, 20 years ago when I came here, you looked around. You could look up on the second and third floor and see some signs. But these days, it's gotten really quiet. I tried to look for a Tai Chi accessory store to get a uniform, and it doesn't exist anymore where it's supposed to be according to the map. And I've been to the bookstore. Like in every bookstore around the world, they only have a small column to do with martial arts, and most of it here is to do with Tai Chi, which is great. So if you're into Tai Chi, you can collect up on your resources. But other styles, baguazhang, nothing. Sing Yi Chuan, nothing. All the other rare styles, nothing. There's only one or two books on Qigong. There really isn't much going out around here at all. And yeah, it's a bit of a sad feeling. I guess we need to go to China now to collect all the stuff, but I'm not heading to China this time. There are some disappointments. I figured out what it was about the food here that makes me be always hungry. People here just eat meat and rice, pretty much. There isn't much vegetables, so the food tends to have, it lacks chi in it. So I've had to, my family and I are now cooking our breakfasts in the place where we're staying, because they've got a kitchen, and eating more vegetables to stop us getting ill. So, which is so strange, because when we're, all these things I'm saying is really strange in that when we're outside of a Chinese territory, like living in Sydney, we are from the outside looking in, and you know, we expect to have, coming into a place like Hong Kong, you expect to have all these amazing and great things, because there is a sense of lack being so far away, of not having certain resources available. But when you come to a place like here and you look for the resources, you realize, no, we're actually quite blessed. Like, if you've gone to the next level and you're on the journey of your internal cultivation with your baguazhang, you would have visited now most likely a Chinese superette or supermarket, and you will know that there is a section there that has a lot of dried goods, dried mushrooms. You can find some cheap, poor quality dried ginseng, some poor man's ginseng. You can buy lion's mane mushroom. You can buy all these herbs there. When you come to Hong Kong, you find the supermarket, they're not there. What you can buy is beer and alcohol off the shelf like it's nothing. But when you're looking for those more unique things, you can't find it. You have to go to the pharmacy. And then in the pharmacy, or the drugstores you guys call it in America, it's already pre-made. Yes, they say it's to the highest quality, but there is, in internal alchemy and in external alchemy, there is this process that you have to go through, from taking the raw item and refining it yourself. You have to grab the dried goods and you have to turn it into that soup that you want it to be, rather than buying it pre-made. Because while it is manufactured to the highest standards ingredients, you never know what they've put in it, or how they've processed it, or whether or not it is the original ingredient and not a man-made substitute version of it. The same as when you're doing baguazhang. You need the raw ingredient, which is you, the book, the teacher, whatever. Then you, through doing the act of baguazhang, are refining that from the raw into the polished, refined version of yourself. There is no other way. This is why in the previous podcast, 295, I talk about the original Taoism being a discipline. Baguazhang is more of a discipline, so is Tai Chi. You have to do the work. You have to spend the time, make the effort. And you have to be honest about how you are measuring that time, that effort. That's why I tell people I only measure the sets I've done. I don't measure the number of days until it becomes an important event. That stops me from cheating myself more than anyone else. Because as you're doing baguazhang, you will find that it's just you on your own. You may have started out with other people. People might be curious, but you get to a place eventually where it's just you, yourself, and you need to be honest with yourself how much of it you've done, how much refinement you've done. In terms of seeing people in the park doing Tai Chi, I hardly saw anyone until I got lost in Sha Tin Wai, because I took the wrong line with the train. But it was deliberate and not deliberate at the same time, because I said to my wife, I want to explore more. And I was going to Sha Tin, but I missed it. I missed seeing it on the train, on the map. And then I went to Sha Tin Wai, and I knew they were close by, so I had to walk across the river to the other side, and it took me about an hour of walking. And then as I was getting to the council run area, the Sha Tin town hall where they have the marriage registries and that, I managed to see one old man being taught Tai Chi by one old woman. That was it. I watched them for about 5 minutes before I had to move on and get to where I needed to go. After that, I walked a little further and I managed to see, like you see in Sydney, about half a dozen people, and only the young guy was shadow boxing against the wall and all the others were just standing around talking. But that sums up pretty much what martial arts is like here. You know, it's very quiet, very hidden, if it exists at all. Oh wow. It's still an experience. So I'm here. I'm experiencing a different kind of chi in the air, absorbing it. You know, when you are doing baguazhang and you're moving, you're literally, because one of the things you are developing is your yin energy, you are drawing into you, like gravity, the chi around you, and absorbing the local flavor. That's why I recommend, it's really important, if you can, go to different places to experience different kinds of chi. You don't need to go to the mountains or the beach or anywhere far, but for some of you, especially in an urban environment where you can't go, you'll notice it feels different when you go to an urban park, when you do it at home, in your apartment, when you go to somewhere really busy with lots of people, if you can somehow slip in a bagua set in the shopping mall, in the toilets, if that's possible at all. You can feel the different flavors, and you'll have your favorite places where you like to do it. That chi with it comes experience. Not so much you doing it there experience, but the chi you bring in is sort of been flavored by the people around you. And I'm talking more about Bagua Zhang in this podcast because I realize I haven't talked much about it in the last 5 or 6 podcasts. It's mostly been about Taoism. So this one is more for you Bagua Zhang practitioners. What I'm getting to is, to sum it all up, is go to different places to practice or do your Bagua Zhang. Get in touch with your yin power. I'm not going to use the phrase until just now, inner self, because that's a bit too feminine, but get in touch with your yin. I know there is out there a lot of people going, you need to cultivate your yang. But the thing is you're a martial artist. You already got enough yang. You got enough energy. Most people who are weak need more yang in their life. But for the vast majority of people who are into martial arts, who do fighting, who do sport, they have way too much yang. That's why they are sporty, why they're into martial arts, why they like to fight. So you need to cultivate the yin side of you more, which is what Bagua Zhang is aligned with. And then as you cultivate that, drawing the chi around you, you grow internally. And that chi with it has the experience that you need in order to grow. So I'll leave it there. I look forward to hearing from some of you in your questions, anything you'd like to know about me being in Hong Kong. Bearing in mind, I'm only here for another 7 or 8 days. It's a short trip. But I do recommend it. Get out. Do it when you can. That's the best way. Unless you try to organize something, you won't get into any fights or anything. It just doesn't happen after a while. Just doesn't happen. If anything, someone will probably come up and ask you 51 questions that you probably have difficulty answering. Not that you can't, it's just, it's a matter of whether you want to answer or more importantly, how to answer so that person who doesn't get it can get it. Try the local food. And try to enjoy life more.